Schoolboy Q's SUV was shot at after a concert. Happened over the weekend. Well, actually Thursday night, Friday morning. Authorities believe it was a targeted shooting. Now, they're still trying to find answers. Schoolboy Q was not hurt, but three other guys riding with him were. However, they are expected to recover. Rick Ross canceled his show in Detroit at Summer Jam 17 over the weekend. Some reports say he was blocked from the park thanks to a peace protest. Other reports say a Detroit local named Trick Trick demanded he pay the performance tax. And media takeouts reporting that Rick got his chain snatched, his sunnies broken, and his chin chapped. BlackBerry denies any interest in using Drake as their new brand ambassador. Rumors were circling that Drake was going to promote the upcoming BlackBerry Classic. But, you know, there's also that BlackBerry or that Drake curse. So 50 told Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live that the most overrated rapper was Jay-Z. Of course, you might remember Jay-Z said this in one of his own lyrics. He says, it's better to be overrated than underpaid. Meanwhile, there's an app that goes to Jay-Z's new 4040 soft drink. Remember I told you about that last week? It'll give users exclusive access to songs and information on Jay-Z's performances. Yeezy made a surprise appearance on Dave Chappelle's show at Radio City Music Hall over the weekend. He performed New Slaves, Gold Digga, and Jesus Walks. I bet that was so hot. Now, you would think, after that situation with Pharrell, that Khloe Kardashian would know better. She posted a picture of herself wearing a traditional Native American headdress. Now, she was at Baby North's first birthday party. Lots of fans call that disrespectful and offensive to Native American culture. Meanwhile, that party was called Kidchella. Kidchella, like Coachella, and it was, of course, over the top. Some of the party favors for the one-year-olds and then the grown-ups alike included custom Yeezy shirts. There were lots of stages. There was hair braiding, and there were tie-dye T-shirts. Congrats to Keenan. He and his wife had a baby girl over the weekend. Keenan Thomas, that is, from Saturday Night Live. Tops at the box office over the weekend. Think Like a Man 2 made $30 million. It was the number one movie. Jump Street 22, number two. It made $29 million. And How to Train Your Dragon.
Careful now.
Two, which is actually a movie for kids, was the number three movie. It made $25 million. I'm Alfreda's. That's hot off the wire. For more stuff, go to the RestBarMorningShow.com. Plus, you can tweet me at Freda's Flicks because I'm sure I missed some stories.